another aspect to this in terms of the EGFR tumor mutation is, I believe that at one point there was an intergroup trial looking at patients with locally advanced disease with activating tumors mutations and using targeted therapy before chemoradiation to sort of shrink it down. And I always thought that was a great idea, but I guess the trial ended.
Died. Lack of accrual. We think that mutations, or at least molecular aberrancies, are perhaps a little bit less common in earlier stage disease and locally advanced, and that trial simply did not accrue. It was the Alliance trials, both Alliance and the then RTOG, now Energy Group, together comparing erlotinib to placebo for 3 months, followed by definitive treatment. Actually, it was erlotinib followed by definitive treatment versus definitive treatment. And for the ALK-positive group, a similar design of crizotinib followed by definitive treatment versus standard definitive treatment. And there was just no saving that trial. I had problems with that trial. I think the design sounds wonderful, but the TKIs only work as long as you give them. And 3 months may be insufficient. And for that matter, I have difficulty with the ongoing adjuvant trials, which restrict its use to 2 years. We know that in one of the trials done in resectable disease, the SELECT trial, as soon as they stopped the treatment at 2 years, there was a sudden drop in progression-free survival. So I'm worried about the use of TKIs in this setting, and at least for the majority of patients with locally advanced non-small cell, probably 70-80% have no activating mutation. And there, the only agent that's been proven to benefit is checkpoint inhibitor, in this case, durvalumab.
So I don't want to get too far off on this, but what about a patient who has bulky disease, the idea of maybe shrinking it down short term before chemoradiation? Is that something you ever do?
Not typically. There have been studies in the pre-checkpoint era where we compared induction therapy followed by concurrent versus concurrent up front and really didn't show any added benefit. Plus, you're delaying the definitive curative modality, which is still the radiation or chemoradiation combination. I will do it in select patients if the radiation oncologist tells me the field is just too big and they're going to cause major toxicity and I really needed debulking. Then we'll certainly initiate it. And then in certain frail patients who may not be up to concurrent chemoradiation, we may choose that approach, either chemo first, followed by radiation, or if they are in better shape at that point, concurrent chemoradiation.
And I guess also, as long as you brought it up, we should just briefly touch on where we are with adjuvant use of TKIs in these people with targetable lesions. You referred to that. And I guess I know the trials are out there, either in the adjuvant, early the setting or even in the locally advanced setting. And I guess the one thing that you were mentioning about, maybe the need of using long-term therapy is that it seems like now that you have osimertinib out there, that's going to be a lot more achievable than it was with the prior generation of TKIs in terms of tolerability. Is that your take, that most patients will be able to get through long-term osimertinib a couple of years, maybe even more?
I think so, but ironically, the ongoing, at least cooperative group, prospective randomized phase III trial, the ALCHEMIST trial, is using the older generation of drugs. They were initiated in another era, so erlotinib versus placebo, now observation for up to 2 years in the EGFR mutants, and then crizotinib initially versus placebo, now observation for up to 2 years in the ALK positive. I think if we had redesigned those studies now, it would be osimertinib versus observation, and of course, alectinib for the ALK positive group. There are separate prospective trials that are assessing osimertinib in the EGFR mutant in the adjuvant setting. And all of these trials, I believe, call for a minimum of 2 years of treatment.